Welcome to Innovation in the Burg, a podcast about innovation in St. Petersburg. If you're self-described science or technology geek, or even if you aren't, this will be a fun and informative conversation. I'm Allison Barlow, Executive Director of the St. Pete Innovation District. Each podcast, I'm joined by a local expert who will talk about what they're working on. But to make sure we keep this in perspective and don't become too technical, we have a community member joining us. Our hope is that you will learn something new and enjoy the conversation. Let me introduce today's guests. Our expert is Laura Cantwell. Laura is the Associate State Director of Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Florida and the lead for the Age Friendly Project. And our community member is Dr. Keisha Benson. Keisha is the manager and community facilitator for the Grow Smarter strategy. So first I will say, because we talked about this before we started, this is not a science and technology podcast, but it's an important podcast because it is in some ways all about social innovation. What I love about what these two ladies are leading are efforts to bring groups of people together across the community and to kind of discover and create a new St. Pete. So I'm really excited they're here today. I just wanted to get that off the table because they both were like, we don't have a lot of tech. And so it's okay, guys. So let me get started. Laura, tell me a little bit about AARP Florida and then a little bit about Age Friendly.
Great. And thank you so much for having me here today. Like you said, I'm Laura Cantwell, and I am based out of our main office here in Florida. Our AARP Florida office is located in St. Pete. So to give you a little bit of why, who is AARP? Why is AARP here? I get this a lot. So AARP represents 50 plus, and we have a presence in every state throughout the U.S. And here in Florida, we have three offices, one in Tallahassee, St. Pete, and in Doral. And at AARP, we are really interested in looking at how we can help our members, older adults, and really people of all ages, successfully live in their community and help them remain active in that community.
Excellent. And Age Friendly is really interesting, though it's targeted for older adults. You really look at all ages.
Yes, yes, we do. The Age Friendly, if you want a little bit of background about that initiative, so it started with the World Health Organization. And globally, there are over 700 communities that are looking at how to make their communities better for older adults. And it is called Age Friendly. But when we talk about it, the work that we're doing not only impacts an 80-year-old, but it also impacts an 8-year-old. So it's work that's really helping the whole community be more accessible, more walkable, more affordable for housing options, having more diversity in the community that you're living in.
See, and that's an excellent segue to what Keisha's working on. Because tell us a little bit, Keisha, about Grow Smarter and what it is.
Thank you. So Grow Smarter is a multi-sector, multi-systems collective impact effort. So when we think about collective impact, we think about it a common agenda. We're all working together for inclusive prosperity and wealth for all the residents of St. Petersburg. And we're looking forward to economic development for those individuals and building. So there's seven different areas of Grow Smarter that we focus on in these work group areas. And in those, we all work together to kind of think about what does it mean for to make St. Pete a strong place for people to live, work, and play. So Grow Smarter started back in 2014. It was a collective effort, a different city leadership coming together. And they came together and they had 75 interviews, over 1,500 survey responses, and they did focus groups to really ask people what they were looking for, those that live, work, and play in St. Petersburg. And from that, they developed a Grow Smarter strategy around economic development. They had five targeted job industries. And now today, we have over 90-plus organizations working together on Grow Smarter. So some of the initial players in that were the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce, the City of St. Petersburg. We also now have the EDC in St. Pete. And all of these community partners working together to ensure that St. Pete is an inclusive space where everyone can grow together in economic development.
Yeah, I really like that. And I like, I have to admit, I'm involved in both. And I see so many similarities.
Yes.
It's really interesting because both of you are bringing groups of people together. You're looking at how do they kind of collectively come up with ideas and suggestions. Some of what you're doing is just collecting what they're already doing, kind of making it visible for the rest of us because we all know there's a ton going on. And then some of it's new. And I know it can be challenging for both of you. Laura, how's it going? What are you guys up to?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up those similarities because one of the first things about the age-friendly work is that we hear from residents. So in all of the communities that are engaging, they start by doing a survey, having focus groups. So we did a lot of that as well as we were looking at how we can make some improvements in the city and then bringing together different groups that might not have normally talked to each other. So, you know, sometimes I think it's challenging challenging to get everybody into the same room. And that's the beauty of this work. And sounds like what you guys are doing, too, is to find a way to get everybody talking about similar issues that might not normally do so.
Yeah, because Keisha, you've got a lot of work groups for each of the areas. And that brings a lot of people to the table. How is that?
So the work groups are wonderful. So one of the things that I want to say about Grow Smart is we've evolved over the years. So right now we are funded by the Healthy St. Pete Foundation, or the Foundation for Healthy St. Petersburg, and we have $1.2 million in funding for the next 3 years. Because of that funding, we now have a backbone organization. So myself, as the manager and community facilitator for Grow Smarter, we also have a data analyst, and we also have a coordinator that helps. So now that we have a backbone organization, we're able to support these 90-plus organizations as they do the work of Grow Smarter. So we have 7 core work groups, and that's coordinated education and training, district and corridor development, which Allison, you're involved in. We also have culture and community, entrepreneurial growth, targeted job creation, which the initial 5 industries came around, awareness building, and our newest work group now is housing, really seeing the importance of that in St. Petersburg and looking at some ways that we can move that forward. So we're really excited about the work, as you can understand, bringing all these different entities together. Grow Smarter has business at the table, nonprofit organizations. We have practitioners at the table. We're really involved in people knowing that Grow Smarter is for the community. It's not just an initiative that, you know, the people can't touch and feel, but it's community and social change. And we're really looking forward to collective impact where we have shared agenda, shared measures and goals, and we come together to solve the issues of economic development in the city.
Yeah. And Laura's working on her measures right now.
Yes.
So when you said measures, yes, and I know you're working on your measures, it's kind of funny because I sit in both meetings and I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to do these statistics and this tracking. But that's so important to know if things are progressing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and Keisha, you came back to St. Pete.
I did.
And then Lori, how long have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete about 4 years.
So you both have seen changes.
I have seen changes. I was born and raised in St. Petersburg, and I've been gone for 20 years. So to be back in the city doing the work that I love in a city that I love is really important to me.
Yeah. And how about for you, Laura? What have you noticed with what you're working on in AARP and St. Pete?
Well, I have to say I'm a little biased. I have to be careful. The work that I'm doing, I work statewide.
That's
so
true.
I work with 24 cities right now across Florida who too are engaging in this. And I have to catch myself because I do show a lot of St. Pete examples because there is such an awesome group here doing the work. And I love what St. Pete, Pinellas County, what's going on in the Central Florida. And it's truly being used as a model across the state for how both of the county and the city are approaching the work.
So let's take a topic like housing, since both of
sure.
you are tackling it. And admittedly, one of the biggest issues here in St. Pete is having enough housing at all different levels of the livability. And so, Laura, in your case, you guys are looking at the cost of housing, but then the types of housing.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, one of the biggest issues, not just, you know, in St. Pete across Florida, is the missing middle. I don't know if you guys are familiar mm-hmm. with that, but having housing for people in different places of their life. So if you're single, having a home that would fit that need versus having a home for a larger family. And that's one of the struggles, is to find, to have those available to you so that you can stay in your community. And it's so important for older adults because like 80% want to stay in their community. But we just did a new survey at AARP nationally about preferences. So mm-hmm. housing preferences was one of the categories. And it's really cool because it looked at people that were younger and older. So the age range goes all the way down to like 18 and up. So
oh,
you can
wow.
really get some ideas in different generations. And what it showed for one of the first times we've done this is really that older adults are realizing they might not be able to stay in their home, but they do want to stay in that community and they want to find something that is, you know, maybe smaller, affordable, more accessible to the grocery store, mm-hmm. more accessible to transportation, and very, very similar preferences to millennials.
Oh, interesting.
So when you're looking at housing and transportation, they're both wanting to have very similar types of houses and things available to them in community.
Yeah. And that sounds like, I think, similar to what's going on in the Grow Smarter. You guys are looking at zoning and things that could help encourage certain design.
Definitely. When you think about just housing and Grow Smarter, you think about we're looking at equitable economic growth in the Grow Smarter. So we're looking at to ensure that everyone's working together to just come and ensure that there's inclusion when you think about what wealth means. So if you're thinking about housing, you think about housing as a great pathway to wealth for many people. That's housing across the spectrum. So whether that's low-income housing, middle-class housing, we have different job industries that we're trying to attract to St. Petersburg and ensuring that they have housing available for their employees as well. So making sure that we can have pathways to housing for all individuals, making sure there's some financial literacy involved in that as well, and that people understand what it means you know, to obtain housing and wealth in St. Petersburg and what that looks like.
Yeah, because I was surprised in some of our neighborhoods how many were renters mm-hmm. versus owning property. And I'm sure as senior adults, you know, if you get into a situation, maybe you own a property, but you don't want to maintain it anymore. You're ready to move into something that's a simpler lifestyle.
Right. Or it might not fit you anymore.
Right.
A lot of houses were made for 35-year-olds.
Yeah.
And
and we have houses, you know, with steps and yeah. crazy. I know, like, universal design was something that was really intriguing to me, which is the idea that even the doorknob, mm-hmm. you know, if you have a round doorknob, that doesn't work great for kids, for disabled, or for older adults.
Right. Right, because if you have the lever, then if you have kids in tow, you can easily hit the door. Or if you're older and you have a little bit of arthritis, it's easier for you to open those doors.
So it's sort of all along the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the point, too, with the work that Grow Smarter is looking at, is all along the spectrum of affordability. And as you said, creating wealth so that somebody could buy a home if they want to.
Yeah, definitely. Affordability at all levels. And what does it mean to St. Petersburg is a booming economy right now. Everyone wants to come to Tampa Bay. How do we ensure that the residents that have been here long term can still afford their houses to stay in their homes, and that we can also attract new people to the area?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Any other areas that you think are particularly intriguing in what you guys are doing? An area that you like really are excited about?
Well, it goes hand in hand, but another area I talk about a lot that St. Pete is doing an amazing job around is transportation.
Okay.
Complete streets. There's the city has the Complete mm-hmm. Streets Initiative, which is so important with that housing to make sure you can walk or bike outside right. your house if you want to, that your whole community is connected to your home. And, you know, one of the reasons ARP is really interested in this aspect of transportation and housing is isolation.
Social
isolation is so harmful for your health, and a lot of older adults are isolated. So how can we rethink community so that when we're making improvements to the roads, for example, that we're looking at it from a perspective of how could a walker utilize the sidewalks, and how can we make this safer for older adults?
Yeah, it was interesting. Today I saw an article that was in the New York Times talking about community weavers was the term they used.
Oh, I love that.
And it was a really cool little article, and it was talking about, and I thought of both of you, because you were knitting together the community. And part of the description this individual was using, the author, was about social isolation. And I think it's true for all adults. I mean, elderly or older adults, it might be one set, but we have veterans, we have individuals who are kind of isolated. And I think also some of the folks who may be struggling economically mm-hmm. find that they're isolated. They can't get to resources and things like that.
I think so, definitely. I think one of the exciting things about Grow Smarter is really our partnership right now with the Foundation for Healthy St. Petersburg and thinking about equitable economic development. What does it mean to have equity? What does it mean to have inclusion? How do you bring community partners to the table in something like this? How do you get business leaders involved, you know, economic development for all of the community? So I think the fact that we have so many diverse partners at the table, I think the fact that we have a foundation that really believes in these things in St. Pete and supports this work, it's just really exciting to have at this time in St. Petersburg.
Yeah. So what is hard about what you guys do?
I think for us in Grow Smarter, just the fact that we have so many different collaborations and just really having people understand what does Grow Smarter mean? How do you highlight our different community partners? So Grow Smarter belongs to the city of St. Petersburg. We want to make sure that it's accessible. We want to make sure that equity and inclusion is at the forefront of that, that people understand the work that we're doing, and that it's inclusive prosperity for all, that everyone can see themselves within Grow Smarter and see themselves involved. And how do we, you know, bring this about and information about it. So really right now it's branding and letting people know who we are, you know, what Grow Smarter is and how it's for everyone.
And how about for you, Laura? What's the hardest part?
I think one of the biggest challenges that not only St. Pete, but a lot of communities are facing is, to your branding point, communication.
Mm.
So there are so many wonderful programs going on across St. Pete, and there's so many services available to older adults, but it's how do we package that in a way that people know that they exist.
Right.
So to me, that's one of the challenges in this work is it's based on 8 domains of livability, which I really didn't hit on earlier.
Yeah, tell us about them.
Yeah, 8 domains of livability. Half of those look at the built environment, housing, transportation, outdoor spaces. The other half looks at engagement, social interaction, respect, social inclusion, always healthcare. And then the one domain that to me is the biggest one is communication.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding in St. Pete, as we're developing our action plan right now, we've held 4 different focus groups throughout the city. We also interviewed residents across the city. And one theme that keeps coming out in each of these areas is the communication and not knowing that it exists or how to find a way to better message so that, you know, we're not just doing online, you know, that it's not all, you know, just newspaper, but what are some different ways to get the word out, not even to residents, but to also community partners to know what each other is doing.
Yeah, because that is true. There is so much going on. And there is this debate of how much new do you create and how much do you just capture what's going on? And I know that's something, Keisha, that you guys have dealt with and Laura.
Yes.
It's so much.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'm always amazed. Every day there's a new, hey, did you know about it? I'm like, gosh, no, not another one.
Exactly. And like I said, it's not just St. Pete, too. Like, no. This is something we're hearing in other communities is for the age-friendly work, which has been really, really fun at the county level. Mm-hmm. Pinellas County is also engaged on this. And one thing that they have done is each department has really looked at what they're already doing and how they can look at it through an age-friendly lens. And in that exercise, it was interesting to see, even within the departments, the connection of who they were working with that related to older adults. And we're finding that in community meetings that we're going to when we're talking about an initiative, somebody else is like, oh, yeah, well, we're doing this too. And we're able to bridge that gap a little bit. So I think that's a start on the communications issue is to, you know, start finding out what's out there and finding a way to bridge those gaps to hopefully better communicate to the residents about what is here.
Yeah, I think that's important. So I'm going to segue for a minute because there's another part of AARP that I'm really intrigued in, which is the work you guys do with innovation. And so tell everybody, Laura, a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure. So we have something here in the Tampa Bay area, the Caregiver Accelerator Program, which launched about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so they do pitch competitions to get new innovative ideas of how technology can play a role with caregiving. And they've had two finalists to our AARP's national pitch competition team. And what I really love about this innovation is that we're looking to the livable community. How can we have innovative technology that can help caregivers? How can we help people age in place in community? How can we look at telemedicine? How can all these technology play a role as we're growing older? And it's a theme AARP nationally has been having pitch competitions for a while now and had some really interesting winners come forward. And then also the Hatchery, which is the AARP Innovation Labs, is what's based out of D.C. Here right. in the Tampa Bay area, we had a pitch competition and we'll work with Monica Stanchula, who works with who has been a executive council member with AARP, has been working on this and then working with the winners on like a 6-week kind of course to help them look at their product and get some input from different leaders.
And I love it. I had the chance to be one of the judges the last pitch competition. And one of my, so two things are my observation out of that is one is it's specifically called Caregiver Accelerator.
Yes.
It is not called Older Adult Accelerator or something. So it is intended not only for tools and capabilities that could help older adults, but somebody maybe with a chronic illness.
Right.
And I also found it really intriguing that many of the entrepreneurs who were standing up at the front pitching were actually millennials.
Yes.
Who had parents with chronic illnesses and so they were actually coming to the table with ideas to help they use to help care for their parent. So I just thought that was amazing.
Exactly. And I think that is such a, as we are in a world too, where we're more we're moving away from our family. We want to find ways to stay connected to parents and to provide that caregiving from afar. And those were great examples of new innovations that are coming out that will help with that.
Yeah, it was everything from even just how do you, one of them was like a review website. You could go look at tools because all the new tools that come out, it's just really neat how they do these.
And if anybody, you know, listening is interested in this, there's a website that has a lot of information about that. So the caregiveraccelerator.com, you
Perfect.
Can go there. And then also, you know, if you're interested in seeing what AARP is doing, you can look at AARP.org and see our innovation lab and things that we've been working on for a few years now.
And that's awesome. And I understand there is a history of innovation for AARP here in St. Pete, because this was one of the early sets or early places that AARP actually set up an office outside of California. Is
that's
right?
Correct. That's correct.
I had heard that story.
St. Pete is one of the first for AARP in a lot of ways. So yes, it was one of the first offices that we had in the States was here in St. Pete.
That's wild. That's awesome. So Keisha, one of the things you mentioned, inclusive prosperity, and then we mentioned a couple of times the industries. Part of the my understanding that kind of caused Grow Smarter,
yes,
maybe not the only reason, but was, you know, the economic downturn. And we said, you know, we might be a little too oriented to hospitality and service industries, and we needed to diversify our industries. So let's see if I can come up with the five. We always jokingly say if we can all get the five. So the first one is marine and life science, yes, which is particularly the convergence of those two. Financial technology, creative art and design, data analytics, and specialized manufacturing.
Yes, great job. Great job.
Earlier today, I forgot one in a meeting. But that's the kind of thing I think is really interesting. So we're not only looking at the live part of,
yes,
what's going on, but we're also looking at the work part of it and making sure that, like you said, we're attracting businesses, we're providing the housing, the transportation, the workforce. There's a whole element in Grow Smarter about workforce training.
Yes,
and not every child needs to go to the university. There's certifications. There's other ways to get to these industries.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Grow Smarter. So when you think about our coordinated education and training, what are things in the pipeline to get students kind of prepared for this workforce that we have? If we have new employers coming in, how can we show that we have a trained and skilled workforce within St. Pete, that you don't have to go outside of us to get the employees that you need? And then once you have people here, what are the educational opportunities like for them and their own children? So I think the social innovation piece is really the innovative part of Grow Smarter. The fact that we have that was purposeful, that the mm-hmm. way that we went about this, it was a strategic planning, and that they really thought about what does it mean to put St. Pete on a map? What does it mean to be competitive in St. Petersburg? And how do we ensure that there's these targeted job industries that we can really say that we stand out for? And what does that look like? So not only attracting new people to St. Petersburg, but also those that already live here and, you know, have been here for generations. How do we ensure that they know that, you know, the built environment of St. Petersburg is growing for them as well?
And it actually brings up an interesting segue, too, because in AARP, one of the emphases is, okay, I am an older adult, but I want to go back to the workforce.
Yes.
I might want to work part time or I want to volunteer. And how do you engage in that?
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of older adults are needing to go back and get yes. employment in later life, too. So that is a huge connector to look at what's available in community to keep you engaged, whether it's part time, full time or volunteering.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And it kind of threads it. Now, Keisha, each year you guys have a summit.
We do.
And so tell people about that. Next one won't be till the fall, but at least they can hear about it and learn a little bit about it. What goes on at the summit?
So the summit is kind of our annual accumulation of what we've done for the year, culmination. So thinking about what Grow Smarter has accomplished, thinking about who our community partners are, thinking about these various seven work groups, you know, what have they accomplished? What are they doing for impact? We can go back and kind of talk about our measures. We also talk about our community survey to say, hey, every year we're going back to these 1,500 people and saying, what do you think? Where do you think we are with the target industries? Where do you think we are with entrepreneurial growth? How has the city changed? What can we do to better? Mm-hmm. So our last year's summit, the theme was the future of St. Pete. And it was beautiful because we had community members come and be able to tell us, what did they think the future of St. Pete looked like to them? If you think 50 years from now, what do you see? What innovation is there? What's different? And then kind of thinking about what can we do now, you know, this day and age, and how can we prepare ourselves for that? What does it look like? And there are some things that we're doing really well as a city, and there are some things that we need work on, and being honest about those and coming together and ensuring that we have the right people at the table and the right combinations to have those discussions so that we're being inclusive in that sense, and that and not only just inclusive in the people at the table, inclusive in the different sectors that we have present. So also having nonprofit and business leaders and practitioners and everyone coming together to have these conversations to move us forward. So I think the innovation piece also for us is just that collective impact model. Mm-hmm. The fact that we almost have collective impacts within a collective impact with our various seven work groups, and that everyone is, you know, has this common agenda in mind. They have the wealth and inclusive prosperity, and they're all working together towards that with their measures.
I like that. And it's all the different. I mean, in both of these cases, there's a lot of people coming to table.
Definitely.
To bring what they're already doing, but then also push things forward in St. Pete. And there's a lot of overlap. So the summit is every fall. Then you have working groups. And I know they'll be kind of kicking off again this year in probably April.
Yes, we're hoping that they kick off in April. Right now, we're kind of in our Grow Smarter 2.0 strategy under our new funding. And we're really looking to get some processes and procedures in place to, you know, just our governance structure. How do you come into a work group for Grow Smarter? What does that look like for you? Who's at the table in those meetings? And really getting everything organized. So we're really looking forward to that communication platform that we're creating also. How do we get the message out about Grow Smarter both internally and externally to people? And then once we have those things in place, we want to onboard new people to Grow Smarter too.
Excellent. So if people are interested in Grow Smarter, go to the stpete.com website.
It's growsmarterstpete.com. They can go to the website and find information. We have our fact sheet there to give you details about Grow Smarter. You can learn about our various work groups there. And then as time goes on, you can also put in information that you want to get involved and we'll get in contact with you.
And if anybody wants to learn more, you mentioned, Laura, already how they can get some more information. Is there ways for them to get involved?
Absolutely. And I do want to make a little plug, too. Yeah. If anybody's listening and wants to know more about what we're doing around this built environment, we have a phenomenal website, arp.org/livable. Mm-hmm. And it has best practices all over the country about what's going on. We are in our third year of a publication called Where We Live that highlights communities all over the U.S. St. Pete's in there a few times over the years. So there's a few shout outs to St. Pete. But it's also a really good tool just to see what's happening in other places. And then if you specifically want to hear what's happening here in St. Pete or also in Florida, we have a website, arp.org /H-friendly, FL. And also the work that's happening in St. Pete around the H-friendly initiative, the St. Pete College through the Public Policy Institute is leading that initiative. And they have a lot of information on their website as well.
So there's lots of opportunities, folks, if you're interested in both of these. And I will say, I always find similarities in both of what these ladies are working on, as well as the new Integrated Sustainability Action Plan that the city has just published. And I think someday it'll be awesome to map all of these out together.
Yes.
Because I think there's so many cool ideas that are bubbling up in different ways, but they all come at the same problem, maybe from different perspectives. So anything I haven't asked you about that you want to share today?
I mean, I think for me, I just go back to the original, just being back in St. Petersburg, doing this work, really excited for what Grow Smarter means for the city, what it means for each of the residents individually, and also for our businesses. We have such great things here, and I feel like we have everything that we need within the city, all the talent, all the, you know, the knowledge base. So really excited about everyone coming together to do this work.
Like you said, Allison, I'm just so excited to hear there are so many initiatives and there's so much interest in making our community, you know, even better, right? And I love the livability aspect as it's, you know, showing up in the work that you're doing too. So it is just a very exciting. If anybody is interested in finding out more about what's happening, I encourage them to please reach out to AARP Florida. We can give you some more information. And thank you for having me here today.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks for everybody listening in. Wanted to give you a chance to sort of see that innovation side of how we bring people together and kind of progress our city. So check out stpeteinnovationdistrict.com for innovation information about other activities in our city, also upcoming events, and to subscribe to our newsletter. So have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.